听力课堂，听 class.com。
Hello, friends. Welcome to Studio Classroom Worldwide. My name is Steve. Thanks for joining us today. Well, for the next 3 days, we're going to visit a zoo. But I'm pretty sure this zoo is different from any other zoo you have ever visited in the past. That's because this zoo is devoted to bugs. And visitors are invited to, well, hug a bug. This high-level article offers us some high-level vocabulary, so get ready to meet the noun inhabitant. That old house looks like it hasn't had any inhabitants for 50 years. Next is the word infestation, as in the restaurant's rat infestation seriously damaged its reputation around town. Okay. It's time to hop up to Victoria's Bug Zoo for some creepy, crawly fun. Our reading begins on page 22.
Hop up to Victoria's Bug Zoo for some creepy, crawly fun. Hug a bug today. It would be a shame if the inhabitants of the leafcutter ant farm mistook that flat green thing on a nearby branch for something good to eat. It's their new neighbor, a giant shield mantis, which looks exactly like a leaf if you don't count those enormous bug eyes out front. The mantis, which is about 6 inches long, and the leafcutter ant colony are among an infestation of new insect residents brought to the Victoria Bug Zoo in December 2007 from the Amazon. New, too, is a canopy grasshopper with bright red legs from Trinidad, some exotic katydids, and 2 yellow and black millipedes.
Hi, friends, and welcome to Studio Classroom. I'm Chelsea. We're glad that you joined us today. Now, today we have a very special guest teacher with us in the studio. You may even recognize her from chat room. Why don't we have her introduce herself now?
Hi, Chelsea. Hi, everyone. It's nice to be here with you all. My name is Linda, and I'm the managing editor of Studio Classroom.
All right, well, let's get right into our article for the day. It is a museum's article, and the title is Hop Up to Victoria's Bug Zoo for Some Creepy, Crawly Fun. Now, I've been to a lot of zoos in my life, but I don't think I've ever been to a bug zoo. I'm interested to learn what this is all about. Now, Linda, I noticed that this is Victoria's Bug Zoo. Now, is Victoria the name of the lady who owns the bug zoo?
Well, actually, Victoria is the name of the place. Victoria is located on Vancouver Island in Canada. And the zoo is located on a street in Victoria.
All right. So let's learn about this creepy, crawly fun that we can have at Victoria's Bug Zoo. Now, that term creepy, crawly might be new to you. If something is creepy and crawly, we're probably talking about insects. The way insects move is that they creep or they move very slowly, usually across the ground, or they crawl. So we might refer to those bugs or insects as being creepy crawly. And so today we want you to be able to hug a bug with the Victoria Bug Zoo. Why don't we look at our text first today, Linda?
Okay, let's take a look at line one. In line one, we see that it really would be too bad. It would be a shame if the inhabitants, and that's a key word that we have, an inhabitant is something that lives somewhere. You inhabit a place, and they live there. So the inhabitants of the leaf cutter ant farm, that's a mistook, mistook that flat green thing on a nearby branch for something good to eat. Mistake for, okay? That is an idiom that means you confuse it. So it looks like those ants want to eat that bug.
Well, that would be a shame because this is the leafcutter ant's new neighbor. And their new neighbor is another type of insect or bug called the shield mantis. And a giant shield mantis is a bug that looks a little bit more like a plant than it does a bug. In fact, it looks exactly like a leaf if you don't count those enormous bug eyes out front. Right now, we are going to take a closer look at this sentence with Liz and Grammar on the Go, but we'll be right back to tell you plenty more about Victoria's Bug Zoo.
Hello, friends. My name is Liz, and I'm so glad you can join me here for today's Grammar on the Go. Our article is about the Bug Zoo, so we've certainly been talking a lot about bugs. All this talk about bugs have gotten me interested in learning more about bugs, and since I'm here in Melbourne, Australia, I'm going to head over to the Bug Museum. But before I do that, let's take a look at today's grammar tip sentence. It's their new neighbor, a giant shield mantis, which looks exactly like a leaf, if you don't count those enormous bug eyes out front. Notice the two words at the end of the sentence, out front. It's a shortened way of saying that are out on the front of its face. This use of out front is most often found in informal situations where the communicator wants to bring attention to the front of something that has already been mentioned. For example, let's say you're standing in front of a house and you see a for sale sign in front of it. We can say there is a for sale sign out front, or let's say you're making plans to go watch a movie with a friend and you want to meet her in front of the movie theater. Then you can say, I'll see you at the theater. We'll meet out front. Well, that's all the time we have for today. Time for me to head over to the Bug Museum. Thanks again for joining me here. This is Liz with Grammar on the Go, signing off. See you next time.
Okay, thank you very much, Liz. Now let's continue on with our article about the mantis. The mantis is about 6 inches long. That is about 14 centimeters, I would say. So you can tell that they're quite large. And the leafcutter ant colony, they are among an infestation of new insect residents. Chelsea, what is an infestation?
Well, an infestation refers to a large number of something going all to the same area. And a lot of times when we refer to infestations, we are talking about bugs or rodents. We might hear that there was a restaurant that had an infestation of cockroaches. That would probably be a restaurant you would not want to eat at. So these animals, or these bugs, excuse me, are part of an infestation of new insect residents brought to the Victoria Bug Zoo in December 2007 from the Amazon, which is in South America. It's a rainforest and river area. So these bugs were brought all the way up north to Victoria to be on display in this bug zoo.
Right. And also, they have a canopy grasshopper with bright red legs from Trinidad, which is in the Caribbean. Now, a canopy is usually the covering of a forest, so we know that this is a very green area with a lot of plants. And they also have some exotic katydids and two yellow and black millipedes. Exotic here means very foreign, and we know that all of these bugs are very foreign to Canada. And millipedes. Do you all know the difference between a millipede and a centipede? Milla, that prefix there means 1,000, and centi means 100. So you can see that a millipede has a lot more legs than a centipede. Centipedes happen to be poisonous if they bite you, and millipedes don't bite, but they sometimes leave a covering of iodine on you that sometimes animals rub on them, like monkeys in the forest, to keep bugs from crawling on them.
Now, I don't know if I care how many legs they have. I don't know if I'm ready to go pick one of these bugs up. Well, right now we are going to go to a skit and then take a break, but we'll be back after the break to share more with you about the Victoria Bug Zoo.
Lady, I'm here about the bugs. I heard this place is crawling with them.
Oh, yes. We have 2 million ants here.
Wow, that's a lot of ants.
And that's not all. There are 70 species of other wildlife. They are swarming and squirming and crawling and leaping and flying, hissing around in this two-room storefront.
It's an insect infestation.
Yes, it is. There's a 6-inch mantis.
That's huge.
And there's a grasshopper with bright red legs.
That's scary.
And we house exotic katydids and yellow and black and white millipedes.
Well, don't worry, lady. Killing bugs is my job, and I'm here to kill every one of these bugs here.
No. These bugs are our pets. We are bug-loving people here.
Bug-loving people?
Oh, yes. Bugs are the best. Oh, would you like to learn about insect romance?
Not really.
Or how about their potty habits?
Lady, you're making me squeamish.
Here, give a bug a hug. It will make you feel better.
No. This place is creepy crawly.
Yes. Isn't it wonderful?
Friends, welcome back from the break. Victoria's Bug Zoo is a lot of fun, but hanging out with bugs isn't for everyone. I know that. Bugs are creepy and frightening. That's why it surprises some people to learn that the bugs at Victoria's Bug Zoo are let out of their cages. That's because Victoria's Bug Zoo is a petting zoo, which means the bugs have the chance to crawl all over you, if you want. Our next word bank word is the verb hiss. Vivian screamed in fear when the snake hissed at her. And next, a great word to know, the adjective squeamish. As in, while the thought of eating insects makes most people feel squeamish, it makes Bill hungry. Now, let's get back to the reading. We'll pick it up on line 14.
Hop up to Victoria's Bug Zoo for some creepy crawly fun. The zoo houses 2 million ants and about 70 species of swarming, squirming, crawling, leaping, flying, hissing wildlife from all over the world in a two-room storefront just a few blocks from the famous Empress Hotel in downtown Victoria. Over the past decade, thousands of bug-loving kids and a few squeamish parents have visited the zoo to learn about insect romance and potty habits from knowledgeable guides who lead tours every day of the week. The millipedes are by far the crowd favorites at this creepy crawly version of a petting zoo.
Well, welcome back, everyone. And we're going to continue on with our article about Victoria's Bug Zoo. Now, this zoo has a lot of ants, 2 million, in fact, and many species of swarming. What does swarming mean to you? What do you think of, Chelsea, when you hear that word?
Well, I think of something coming all around you, swarming around you. So we have a lot of words here to describe these different species of insects, and swarming is just one of them. So they could be swarming or squirming or crawling, leaping, flying, or hissing. Now, that word hissing might be a new one to you. This is kind of a fun word to say, Linda, because it is a sound that we make. If you hiss, you're kind of using this word and making an S sound with it. So some of the bugs actually sound like this. They hiss a lot as they move around.
Right. And actually, the word itself, hiss, sounds like the sound that the animals are. Sometimes we think of snakes that hiss, and a lot of bugs also do this. But notice that this wildlife is from all over the world. And actually, I went to this bug museum in Victoria when we were on vacation there, and it's held in a two-room storefront. What does storefront mean to you?
Well, a storefront is just the front side of a store. So it's maybe the side that you would see on a street as you're walking by on a sidewalk. And this Bug Zoo, as it says, is in a two-room storefront. So it doesn't sound like it's very big, but it sure houses a lot of insects. So when you went to Victoria's Bug Zoo, Linda, was it a good experience for you? Did you have a lot of fun?
Well, it was a leaping, crawling, creepy, hissing experience. Actually, it was very interesting. It was more interesting than I thought it would be. And it is held, the place is located a few blocks, from the famous Empress Hotel. This hotel is very famous in Canada and in North America. People go there for tea. It's quite old. I can't remember how old it is, but people go and stay there. It's very expensive to stay at. They have a very famous tea, afternoon British tea. That's what you think of. And the town of Victoria itself actually is like this too. But when you walk into the Bug Museum, you leave that behind you.
Different world in the Bug Museum, I would imagine. Well, it sounds like a lot of fun. If I ever have the chance to go to Victoria, I will definitely go visit Victoria's Bug Zoo. But let's continue talking about this. Let's learn a little bit more about some other types of bugs and some other people who like to go to the Victoria's Bug Zoo. Your text tells you that over the past decade, thousands of bug-loving kids and a few squeamish parents have visited the zoo. Now, that word squeamish might be a new word to some of our listeners and some of our students today. What does it mean if you're squeamish about something?
Well, if you're squeamish about something, it means that you are maybe slightly nauseated. You might want to go, ooh, or you're disgusted by something. You know, kids sometimes don't have those fears that we have. They don't mind picking up and holding bugs. And there was a lot of that happens in the Bug Zoo. These kids go, they take some of these parents with them, and they learn about insect romance and potty habits. What's a potty habit?
I like this part. I think it's kind of funny. Yes, they learn about insect romance and potty habits. Now, potty is a word that we use sometimes in English to refer to a toilet, and in many cases, a small toilet for children. So we are talking about here the bathroom habits of insects and their love habits, the way they romance other insects. So children and squeamish parents alike can learn about both of these things from knowledgeable guides who lead tours every single day of the week. Did you go on a tour while you were at the Bug Zoo, Linda?
Well, they have a tour guide the entire time that you're there, somebody that's always there and constantly leading you around the two rooms and talking about the bugs. Very, very knowledgeable. I learned so much when I was at this Bug Museum. They have some of the largest bugs in the world there. And we also got to hold them, which we'll talk about tomorrow. And let's take a look at this last sentence. We're back to the millipedes. And remember, these millipedes are these black, crawly things. They are by far everybody's favorite at this creepy, crawly version of a petting zoo.
Well, it sounds very interesting, and I hope to learn more about these millipedes tomorrow. But for now, we're going to visit the chat room, but come back again because we have a lot more to teach you from Victoria's Bug Zoo. Hello, friends. Welcome to the chat room. I'm Beth.
And I'm Ken. Hi, everyone. So, Beth, would you want to go to the Bug Zoo in Victoria?
Not particularly. Though it is interesting to learn about all these different kinds of insects. So, would you want to go?
Sure. I'd really like to see an insect that has a million legs.
A million legs?
Yeah, our article says that the millipedes are the crowd favorites. The prefix milli means a million, so millipedes must have a million legs.
Aw, that's a good guess, Ken. But actually, even though it can be misleading, the prefix milli means thousand. Actually, 1,000th, not million.
So millipedes have 1,000 legs?
Well, all millipedes have a large number of legs, but despite their name, no species of millipedes have 1,000 legs. Common species of millipedes have between 40 to 400 legs, And some rare kinds have up to 750 legs.
Well, that's still a lot of legs. So where else can we see the prefix milli, now that I know it's not part of the word million?
Well, you've probably seen this prefix in words like millisecond or millimeter. A millisecond is 1/1000th of a second, and a millimeter is 1/1000th of a meter. This prefix is also related to the word millennium, which means a period of 1,000 years.
Okay. Millipede 就是类似蜈蚣的节肢动物。不要看到这个字的字首 milli 就以为是 million, 一百万的缩写。Milli 其实是毫，也就是千分之一的意思。比如说一个 millimeter 是一公里，也就是一千分之一尺。Beth, what about the pede in millipede? Does it actually mean leg?
Well, the root words pede or ped can be a prefix or a suffix, and it means foot.
I see. It's like in the word pedestrian, one who goes on foot.
Right. It's also where we get the words pedal and pedicure, which are both related to feet.
I see. Ped 或者 pede 表示脚，因此呢 ,pedal 就是脚踏板 ,pedicure 就是修脚指甲，做脚部的护理。
Thanks for joining us, friends. Now it's time to go see Michelle for our language tips.
Hi, everyone. I'm Michelle. 这篇文章第一个重点，我们看 infestation 这个名词。Infestation 是指某种植物、昆虫或者是动物或寄生虫的大量出没或骚扰。例如 ,It's hard to ease the pain and the itching caused by a flea infestation. 要减轻被大量跳蚤咬的疼痛和痒是很困难的。或者是 ,An infestation of rats in the building caused the Bureau of Public Health to shut it down. 这栋建筑被老鼠大量侵袭，导致公共卫生局把大楼给封锁了。继续我们看的是 hiss 这个动词，注意它的字尾的两个 s 是发 s 的音，念成 hiss， 但是 his 它的这个所有格代名词字尾只有一个 s， 发 z 的音，念成 his， 所以这两个字的发音是不一样的。 hiss 是指发出嘶嘶声，例如 The snake hissed to threaten his enemy， 这只蛇向着他的敌人发出嘶嘶声来示威。或者是 The steam hissed loudly because the pipe was broken， 因为管子破裂了，所以蒸汽大声的嘶嘶作响。最后我们看的是 squeamish 这个形容词。 squeamish 是指容易受到惊吓的或者是神经质的，例如 Sean is too squeamish to be a doctor， he feels faint when he sees blood。Sean 太容易受到惊吓，所以不适合当医生，他看到血就会觉得快要昏倒。或者是 This horror movie is definitely not for the squeamish， 这部恐怖片绝对不适合胆子小的人。 And that concludes our language tips today. I'll see you tomorrow. Bye bye.
Hop up to Victoria's Bug Zoo for some creepy crawly fun. Hug a bug today. It would be a shame if the inhabitants of the leafcutter ant farm mistook that flat green thing on a nearby branch for something good to eat. It's their new neighbor, a giant shield mantis, which looks exactly like a leaf if you don't count those enormous bug eyes out front. The mantis, which is about 6 inches long, and the leafcutter ant colony are among an infestation of new insect residents brought to the Victoria Bug Zoo in December 2007 from the Amazon. New, too, is a canopy grasshopper with bright red legs from Trinidad, some exotic katydids, and 2 yellow and black millipedes. The zoo houses 2 million ants and about 70 species of swarming, squirming, crawling, leaping, flying, hissing wildlife from all over the world in a 2-room storefront just a few blocks from the famous Empress Hotel in downtown Victoria. Over the past decade, thousands of bug-loving kids and a few squeamish parents have visited the zoo to learn about insect romance and potty habits from knowledgeable guides who lead tours every day of the week. The millipedes are by far the crowd favorites at this creepy crawly version of a petting zoo.
Victoria's Zoo is full of creatures we spend our lives trying to avoid, like bugs, spiders, and snakes. And while there are many other zoos with the same creepy, crawly creatures, Victoria's Zoo is different in that there you have the chance to pet and hold, and if you want, you can hug them. Friends, because of the high-level vocabulary in this lesson, I highly suggest you take advantage of the perforated keyword cards found in the front and back of your Studio Classroom magazines. Rip them out and take the words with you so you can review them whenever and wherever you go. Friends, please join Studio Classroom tomorrow for more fun with bugs. Have a great day.